More than 24 American commandos carried out the raid on bin Laden's compound. The identities of the men who did it are not public, but they were members of SEAL Team 6. NPR's Tom Bowman has a look at the history of the group, how it trains, and how it operates.
First, a little clarification. There's a unit called Navy SEALs, and then there's SEAL Team 6. They're not the same. Eric Reitens is a Navy SEAL. He made it through a grueling six-month course in California, where some two-thirds of candidates fail. Then he was sent to Afghanistan as a member of that elite unit, hunting down al-Qaeda fighters. Challenging enough, but Greitens says the commandos who slipped into bin Laden's compound this week are a cut above.
They're experienced operators who have years under their belt conducting operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they are really the very best of the best.
The best of the best, he says, is SEAL Team 6, the anti-terrorist unit created 3 decades ago. They're selected from the talent pool of SEAL operatives after they spent years on the job. Then 6 more months of training as part of what's called the Green Team. They practice clearing a room of enemy fighters, parachuting from high altitudes, boarding ships in stormy seas. Only about half those who apply make the team. One who did was Ryan Zinke. He spent 12 years as a member of SEAL Team 6, part of that time in the Balkans in the 1990s, tracking down suspected war criminals.
Our mission was to, at that point in time, really to capture.
How many did you capture?
You know, a few.
If Zinke sounds cocky, he says that's kind of a Team 6 spirit.
There's an air, I don't want to say arrogance, but to a degree, that they understand who they are. They understand the level of commitment to get to be who they are. And they understand that they represent the best in the world.
Admiral Bob Natter commanded the Atlantic Fleet nearly a decade ago. He was familiar with Team 6 missions. To this day, he won't talk about them in detail.
Many of those operations are quick response. Some of them they're able to train for.
Train by building an exact replica of their target site. In the case of bin Laden, a compound and its 2 buildings. Zinke, the former member of SEAL Team 6, says they would practice the assault over and over at a secret location.
They have a number of sites throughout the U.S. that are kind of tucked out of the way.
Then the team would put together a detailed list of everything that happens on the mission. When a helicopter lands, when they enter the target area, each movement labeled with a specific time.
In this operation, considering how complex it was, it was probably 40 pages of execution checklist calls and time frames.
The mission this week was over in less than 40 minutes, ending with the code word for bin Laden and his fate. Geronimo, E-K-I-A, enemy killed in action. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.